Collective Cryo Dream by Casey A. May. The broke and poor were stuffed into cryosleep, their bodies stored segmented on freezer floors. Only clumps of vitrified cells to the ruling class, blood swapped for antifreeze, dreams detached. Adult humans awoken as convenient labor, flesh always cheaper than spawning construction bots. Thought out in 400-year labor cycles, humans are recycled as cheap work and then deposited back without wage, only chances to see futures made by them, not for, raising edifices they can't need. Families are defunct. Mother and son never held together out of sleep prevents added distractions, and any bond forming except one between bricks. There is no communication out into the universe. Years meaningless. 6,763 or 2,079, both identical. Social progress turned illusion when the wealthy altered into immortal effigies of endless appetites. The only slog forward came from awakened fury, of those repeatedly roused from suspended death. But revolt is easy to stifle when life is abbreviated. Clandestine plots opposing cryo guns and ice-filling cells until sealed and subdued to be awoken in 400. The workers rise, each reset to no innovation, only hollow buildings with no one left to haunt any halls. The ruling class constructs measureless shell cities to one-up a fading population with empty prestige. Inequal immortality breeds cynicism and resilience, bristling deep-coated and frozen and defrosted cells. Someone sneaks in an infinitesimal system error, every cryopod cycle accruing a minute sabotage, slowly modifying to let sleeping minds connect. Dream is one shared transmitted consciousness. But revolution still remains 10,000 years distant, because hope, we find, takes the longest to build.